The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Thursday, May the 26th of 2016. I just want to thank you all for listening to the show today. We have a live show for you, and looking forward to today's show. So, with that being said, let's definitely get started and engage in today's show. But before we do that, we need to talk about Black Talk Radio Network and the crowdfunding campaign that is going on as we speak right now. So listen, everyone, if you would like to support Black Talk Radio Network, you can go and do that by the crowdfunding campaign by going to the website, Black Talk Radio Network, crowdfunding digital black media, you can go there and you can participate in the crowdfunding campaign that's for Black Talk Media Project. That's right there. And there's three ways that you can do this and engage in this overall crowdfunding campaign. The campaign is to raise $200,000, but this is something that we should be really doing collectively on a more regular basis, because Black Talk Radio Network needs your support in order to maintain the overall energy that it already has and what it has already accomplished, and there's so much more that needs to be accomplished. And how can that happen? By you giving some of your energy to the network so that it can sustain itself and continue, because that's really what it is when you actually donate. You're donating some of the energy that you create, that you use to in your laborious task to actually be part of a medium of exchange, so that that energy can be transferred to Black Talk Radio Network, and the network can use that to also to sustain itself, because it's energy that is the most important thing when we talk about life. You know, a lot of people talk about time. Time means nothing. Time is something that man has brought up. The great creator God Almighty has created something called eternity. So that is, you know, time has its place, but it's energy that dictates and determines life. Anything void of energy is not a living entity. It's inanimate. It is something that is non-existent. It is existing, but it has no existence. It's for those that are existing to use as a tool. Some choose to use it as a tool, a malevolent tool, and some use it as a benevolent tool. But it does not live. And that's because it has no energy. That's why your energy is so important, that you give it to some of your energy that you have. You can transfer it to Black Talk Radio Network by way of contributions and donations. And this is how you can do that contribution and donation. You can go to the crowdfunding campaign that is there on the website at blacktalkradionetwork.com, crowdfunding digital black media campaign. And now you can do it by three ways. One, number one, contribution. You can make contributions in option one, one-time contributions of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order made out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, that's make your checks or money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And that's where you can do that. And for $24.99, you will receive the monthly statistics performance reports of the radio station and media social media operations via email. Okay, that's social media operations via email. You can receive that there. Next, number two, for one penny more of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like two t-shirts, they come in increments of $25. Two t-shirts be $50, three t-shirts $75, four t-shirts $100, and so on. Next option, option number three, to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the email reports and your free t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the radio station as a appreciation for your financial support of Black Talk Media Project. Now, make sure that when you order, if you give increments of $25, if you give $25 or more, or in increments of $25, and you are going to receive your free t-shirt, make sure you denote your size for those t-shirts. That would be of great help. And these are some very, very beautiful, beautiful. I love the t-shirt. I have it worn it, because I'm going to have to get a couple more because there's, you know, one or two that I'm not ever going to wear. You know, so this is something that is great, a way for you to actually feed the roots of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by that. This gives you an opportunity, like I said, to feed the roots instead of just eating the fruit. So just want to thank you all in advance for your generous donations and the display of your support, care, and love for the network. We truly, truly do appreciate it. Now, next, let's go to Tando Radio Show. Go to our Facebook page that's there. Let me move this baby over. Check out what we have posted there in Tando Radio Show. We had a couple of good things that posted today. Was able to get up real early in the morning, man. I tell you, and Scotty will tell you, to actually do all of this stuff, you have to really dedicate some time. And it's you know, as you all know, with anything that you do, requires some time. So on our Facebook page, that on Tando Radio Show, that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show, you can follow us there. Tando means love. To follow us there and see some of the articles that we posted. But before we do that, I do want to highlight a couple of black businesses and businesses that you can support to regenerate and to recycle your energy so that these businesses will stay in existence. There is a business, small business, that's worthy of your support. Is called Uncle Fat's Really Good Seasoning. It's all natural seasoning, herbs and spices and minerals that your body needs in order to function correctly. Definitely you can go there. And how you can get Uncle Fat's is by you can send him an email at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. And they will definitely let you know how much of the seasoning they have on hand, which I know that they have They're in stock, and they will let you know the overall prices for what it is that you would like to order, and then shipping handling, they will definitely let you know that also. Very, very reasonably priced for how good this stuff is. Really good stuff. Also, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That is our precious metals site. If you're interested in buying the precious metals, you can go there to purchase the metals. Okay? Now, let's go to Pandora Radio Show and start with some of the articles that we have posted there. But before we do that, I do want to say a couple of things. Yesterday, great show by Brother Davis and all of you that called in. I sincerely thank you, because it's really important that we engaging in dialogues among ourselves and not just monologues. It's something that's really, you know, Brother Davis and Sister Davis and everybody that comes on the show, they take out for their time of the day to actually help and to support you. And some of the ways that, you know, that helps them is by you engaging in responding to them, because that is so important. You know, when we were taught in the school of obedience, we were taught to just to be quiet and sit in our place and not to do anything and just sit back. And that was a very, very dangerous thing that we were taught, because it taught us to disengage. And when you disengage yourself from anything, you actually take away your energy from it, and that's you are actually being in a state of control. You have to engage in everything. You know, there are some things that you can engage in by not doing anything, and then there's ways that you can engage that is to your overall benefit. And I would say here at Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs and Tando, from the shows that we do, from the shows that Brother Braggs will do, Brother Davis will do, soon Sister Davis is going to do a show. I'm going to tell you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis need their own show. When time is permitting, I'm pretty sure that will be something that will come about. And if you would like to get in contact with the Davis team, definitely they will be on in some of the past Wednesdays. They gave out their information, so you can reach out to them there. And it's, you know, look back on some of the past Wednesdays on Wise Wednesdays. The show is there. Or when Brother Davis calls in, I will ask him to give his information out again for everyone. But I only reason why I do that is because I want to make sure that it's, you know, something that Brother Davis or any person that comes on to the show is that they want to engage in that. So I ask them is that, and I'm pretty sure I already know what Brother Davis will say, but you never know. The appropriate thing to do is to ask them to give the information. But it's cool to ask me to get it for you. No problem. I definitely will. But I'm going to ask Brother Davis on air, because, you know, sometimes some things change, or there may be ways that they have now established new ways for contact and everything else. So, yes, for those of you that have contacted me and asked, would I get the send you the Team Davis's or Brother Davis or Sister Davis's contact as soon as they come on? And Brother Davis and Sister Davis listens to the show, and whenever they get a chance, they'll call in and they will give their information and they will tell you the best way to contact them. So great show yesterday, and I was just so happy at the overall calls and the questions that came in and everything else that helped Brother Davis to start to see, okay, now I need to bring this to them, because they were asking about this and they may be interested in this. And without a response from you all, without interaction, without us putting down our cell phones and stop interacting with a device that is, now that they insult us all by saying it's smart, because they say that the phone is smart, and it's a underhanded way to say that you're dumb. Just letting you know, to put that down and actually engage in conversation with people and engage in conversations with, so that we don't lose that ability to engage with people by other than electronical means and by digital means. We need to be able to engage in each other based off of the energy that the great Creator God Almighty has blessed us with, and develop our overall collective adhesive bonds to each other. So always engage is so important. It's something that needs to be done, because I'm going to tell you, the system school of obedience has always taught you just to be entertained, just to sit back and relax and entertain. The great creator God Almighty never tells you to relax. I mean, it has never really been about any person relaxing. It's always about engaging in works. So very, very important for us to understand that we need, actually it's important for us to engage. And we can't engage because we're afraid to engage. This is where, you know, in my opinion, is where you start to reconnect with the great creator that you are by engaging. And if you suppress those actual impulses to engage, then you will find that will start to transfer itself over to other aspects in your life. And that's what we want to prevent. And we want to see you engaging, because that's where you stop relying on any form of false governance, a ruler, and you start to establish your own heaven, your own kingdom, your own universe, and your own collective prudence. And that is powerful. So just want to thank you all, and I would say always engage. It's very, very important that we do. Now, one of the things I didn't want to, I had a question for Brother Davis yesterday. It was based off of what Scotty said, and I'm glad Scotty had asked it. But, you know, it's Wise Wednesday. It's Brother Davis Day, so I just say, hey, let Brother Davis just roll where he's going, because he has a design and a plan for this whole thing. So I just didn't ask. But, you know, Brother Scotty had mentioned about speech from Arrested Development and what he's trying to do in the signature thing. I see that there. Let me tell you, Brother Speech is a fantastic brother, and I'm not surprised by this at all. I actually had dinner one time at his home with his family. Man, just a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous people. Completely, completely sincere. So I'm definitely going to engage in that with him, and because I agree. His queen, and just his family, there's just they are a model. Well, I won't say that they're a model. They're an exceptional, and they are people that we should be emulating from our works. It doesn't matter what your work are. Not everyone needs to do the exact same thing. You know, there's a lot of young people that want to go into sports and everything else. Yes, that's cool, but that doesn't mean that you have to, because we all have our great talents. But if that's something that you want to do, man, you can. Let's do it. Do it. Just commit everything that you commit with the energy that's needed to do it, and you will succeed. Period. But then there's other attributes that we all have that we really need to nurture and to bring forth. And so some of us had different talents. Nurture those talents. Use them for yourself and your family, but also use some of your talents and your passion for someone other than yourself. I always believe that the true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. Very, very critical in that. And, you know, so I was glad Scotty brought that up. That's so true. So, Brother Speech, definitely I'm with you. Can't wait to see you again. I got a mask for you. You know, if Brother Speech was listening, he would know what I'm talking about. And look forward to communing with you again, brother. But, you know, Scotty had asked a great question, and I loved, you know, where it went. And, you know, one of the things that Brother Davis was talking about with the actual guns getting into the neighborhoods where he had talked to, and let me tell you, as a young police officer in Watts in Los Angeles, I remember how the trains full of guns were rolling through Watts and they stopped. And some of the elders and seniors would tell you the story that the train sat there for months and the doors were unlocked and everything else, and then all of a sudden, there's always been a ploy and a plot. There's always been a ploy and a plot, and you've seen it in all different facets. And one of the questions was talking about a drug kingpin and the influence and the relationship that he had with the DEA and everything else. This is all something that, you know, it's been reported, it's been proven, it's been vetted in the past. The only thing that's different about it, it's nothing new, and I'm glad the brothers brought this up, is that we come to expect it, and then now we still anticipate that the very same organizations would do some things that are other than what they've done before. And no one here that does that, you know, at, we don't do that, but a lot of our people expect that these organizations, they tell you that, no, you just be quiet and you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, you prove it to me. Well, there's no proving anything to you because you have blinders on. You've already done, you've already weighed out the risk of you thinking that way, which means that you would have to be responsible for some of the things that you do and how you think and what you and the energy that you produce, and you don't want to do that. So many of us have an I problem. All we care is about I. Had a friend just yesterday said you can tell someone by how far they travel by how they speak. A we person is someone that's been global. A us person is someone that's been in their general country or region of the globe that they've been. And an I person is the same spirit that's created all of the problems in the world. I. And that's so true. That is so true. So I would say that, you know, now we know that there are a lot of different things that are going on, and we need not to uphold the energy of the past, the former energy, expecting a different result from the same situation. We need to actually start to engage in a different direction. We need to use another consciousness to solve problems. We can't use the same consciousness that created the problems. So just wanted to say that. And then what we got? But before we get into today's show, definitely want to hit on some of the articles that we have posted there. And I really think that that's very, very important for us as people to start to realize that the problems that we are facing in the world are really our fault. From this standpoint, no, you didn't create it, but the key is that you cannot give energy to it, nor can you allow it to continue to manifest itself. You can't aid and you can't abet it and you can't nurture it and you can't give energy to it. This is this is what I would love to see change. Okay, so today, let's check out some of the articles that were posted here inside of Tando. I went a little too far down, so let me go to today's article. First article comes from, this one comes from China Daily. My man Tony Hall sent this one. Thank you, Tony Hall, for sending this one. This one says, Behind South Sea of China's tension, U.S. tries to maintain dominance over world issues. Very good article. Check out that article. Next one comes from Sputnik. It had a couple of Sputnik news postings today. And it says, did we go to war? Indiana town rocked by unexpected military exercise. I'm telling you, this is what they do to desensitize you to what's coming. And this is all a part of global training for GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. It is coming. It is here. It is on. And you need to know and properly prepare for it so that you will have an appropriate response to any adversity or obstacles that you may be faced with. And let me tell you something. This is not one of the things that you can just ignore away. This is not one of the things that you can just think that if you just turn away from it, it will just go away. No, because there are people that have a free will and are executing their free will for that to happen. And when that does, is, you know, there's so much in our lives. 99, I believe that 99 or 98 or 97 or 95% of what happens to us is uncontrollable, by not by our means. But the either 5, 4, 3, or 2% that is left is our response to it. But that 5, 4, 3, 2% that is left will dictate the next set of events that happen to you. So it doesn't matter what happens to you. Your reaction to everything is the most important. How you respond to it. And that sets up the next set of events that happen. So we just want you to be on your toes to know, be prepared, so that when you are prepared, is always prepared, never scared. There isn't anything that you need to worry about. You have options. You will be able to think, reason, and discern your way out of any and everything. I truly, truly believe it. And this is something that I engage in regardless of what the response is or whatever happens. It doesn't move me. It doesn't move me. I still will be me, and I still will do what I'm designed to do. And that is different than many, many others, and that is definitely different than some of the controlling factors that so many people have surrendered to. So as Scotty said one time before, it was so funny, that we've been classified as insane because we challenge authority. Oh man, I love it. I absolutely love it. So say what you want, but it doesn't matter what you say. I only really respond to what I think, and it doesn't include you when you're that type of energy and that type of person. So it doesn't matter what your laws say, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what your threats are. You mean nothing to me from your energy until that energy comes in line to what is more beneficial to us all. So don't care. So next, check out this article. Next article comes from Sputnik. Go West. Why EU, European Union, should stop building NATO bases and turn to Russia and China. Because they're already going to do it. This is the heads up. This stuff is really building. And this is going to be triggered off a global nuclear global nuclear war one, GNW1. There will be no World War III. It will be GNW1. Next artist from Sputnik also. Oh man, this is one of my favorite ones of the day. Hunt for treasures. Libya government dying to crack Gaddafi gold coin vault. Oh man, we need to read this article. But because of what we have going on today, I don't think we're going to have time for this article. Maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow. This is a critical, critical article, and there's a reason why. These are all messages, and these are all hints to you as to what is going to be relevant in the future. Guess what? It's not going to be your credit score. It's going to be your collateral ability. Your old form of payment history, if you have an 800, 900, or even 1,000 credit score, that won't matter. What is only going to be relevant in the future is your ability to leverage collateral in the economy. That will determine the wealth that you and your heirs and the generations behind you will be able to build. And if you don't have any, it's going to be more than difficult. It's going to be even more difficult than what you've seen now. Unless the people decide that they're no longer going to play in that arena. And believe me, you already know what the likelihood of that is going to be based off of the energy and how many people resonate with you that listen to Tando Radio Show and everything else. Very few. It is a very few. So this gives you great indication as to, and this is a hint and a clue, and some of the things that you should be paying heed, giving heed to, and it'd be who of you to actually read and pick up on some of these messages that are being sent to you as to what is coming and how it should be played. So this is a good article. Definitely would want to listen to it. Next, intimate intervention. Greece, Italy, and Malta closed their airspace for aircraft departing from Libya. And I said, moving closer to a new crisis that will expand globally quickly. It is coming. Next article. IMF admits it had reached a compromise at the EU group to save Greece. And I said, this is my commentary, and this one came from Keep Talking Greece. There will be no saving Greece. The system will only rob Greece, just like Puerto Rico, which leads directly to you here in the U.S. So check out that article. Next article is also from Keep Talking Greece. Putin criticizes EU and EC one day before his visit to Greece. These are going to be the flashpoints. Next article. I said I'm not a supporter of aid, but still, the point is well made. And this comes from DieMartinBooth.com. Okay, now, is quantitative easing and the corruption of corporate America? Very, very, there are some really good points in this article, so check this one out. Next one comes from RT, RussiaToday.com. Nuclear threat in the U.S. worse than previous known. There's a study. Check out that article. Next article comes from TheGuardian.com. China to send nuclear-armed submarines into the Pacific amidst tensions with the U.S. There are multiple places on the planet that are possible linchpins for global nuclear war. One, South Korea, China, the Ukraine, Korea, the Middle East, and Djibouti, Africa, and other places that I just named some of those. Oh, and I will not exclude Venezuela and also part of the Bering Strait in the Baltic and all of those places are some of the critical spots on the planet right now that can spark the first in our modern time history, first superpower versus superpower military confrontation or an event that will lead to military confrontation that will also expand into global nuclear war one. And this isn't going to be like the global nuclear war that they scared everyone about in the past. This is going to be used. They're going to use tactical nukes. They're not going to completely destabilize and kill off the whole planet. No need to do that. No need to do that to depopulate the planet. A long, drawn-out economic crisis and along with a global war will annihilate the population very quickly. Oh, I overrun my time. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to continue with this, and we're going to jump into today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Press play on the box. Press play on the box.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. I'm going to just run off a couple of more articles, and then we're going to get into the show. But at any time, if you would like to engage in the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and I will see you in queue. And just we'll definitely bring you up in engage in the conversation. Just hit star 61 and that will put you in queue, and I will definitely see you there and bring you up as soon as possible. I don't like to keep our listeners waiting, our callers waiting very long. So picking up back up from the article, the next article is about the Ukraine. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be the tipping point. The South Sea of China, the Ukraine, this is all going to be the tipping point as the puppet, American puppet president of Ukraine vows to bring back eastern Ukraine, Crimea. So he's going to take that from Russia, right? Man, this is going to be, it's going to be tricky. All right, so next article. This one comes from theglobalresearch.ca. CIA continues to undermine African independence and sovereignty. Check out that article. Really, really good article. And then the next three postings were from Brother Rock yesterday when he called in, Raj, when he called in with the prayer that he has. And that's the prayer that's there. And there was a couple of questions that people had. I think there was one, two. The one with the question has been taken down. I don't know what's up, but I know that Melanie Payne had a question, but I don't see it on the form I have right now. So let me go to, there it is. It says Melanie Payne had a question. Can you ask him to break that down? What is it? What is this? Is this a representation of God's self, or am I completely off? So if when brother, he will call in and definitely explain, because this was his prayer, and he kind of laid it out yesterday, if you listened to. But it's a good question. So definitely he will definitely come in and answer that question whenever that brother gets a chance. Okay, so now next article, really, really good one, is from ActivePost.com. My man Kevin sent this to me. Anonymous has hit New York Stock Exchange, World Bank, the Fed, and Vatican. Total media blackout. Man, let me tell you something. This may be true, or this may be, once again, the hidden hand bringing you something that makes you think that it is in your something that is good for you. Because I would ask you, who is Anonymous? They could be a sincere organization, or guess what? They may not be, or they may be. But just by them being anonymous, guess what? Gives them a form of protection. This is asymmetrical warfare, and this could be asymmetrical warfare that is something that is put on by the system or by individuals that are attacking the system. The key is, it's going to be up to you and what you think. I know I have my opinion. I definitely have my opinion. And so that's what it is. Those are the articles that we have there. Now, let's jump into today's show. Today's show, want to talk about some of the major events that's going on before we get into the second hour of the show. Today's show is going to be about the first hour. We're going to talk about the purge, the change in the power. In the second hour, we're going to talk about Venezuela today. Today, Venezuela, tomorrow, America, the falsehoods of citizenship. But if you look at that, I also take out citizen. Well, I just, for the adults, you know what I'm talking about. So that's what today's show is going to be all about. So let me get to, because we're a little behind, let me get to today's story. Yesterday I posted a story that came from Bloomberg. Very, very important. I'm going to pull it up now because this is a story that we need to definitely talk about and we need to engage in. This is critical in this first hour. This tells us everything as to where we are economically and what is really going on and what we're going to be facing, okay? And this article came from Bloomberg, and it says this: New York, London on notice as China covets commodity pricing. So now, this is an article that I think is extremely, extremely important that we need to talk about, because this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge is going to grow from here. And the purge, when I say the purge, I'm not talking about the movie, but see, that movie gave implanted in you, and it also subliminally lets you know that when it does happen, that you will respond the way that they wanted you to, because they seeded it within you through their entertainment. This is why it's so important for you to be busy in life. Be educated in life is more important than being entertained. It really, really is. And that's why it's so critical that you understand when there is an attack on you, that you understand what purpose does this serve? Who benefits from this? Who was capable of putting this together? Means, motive, opportunity, and who gained from it all? That will always lead you to the steps and the decisions of and the meetings of the conspirators. There is no such thing as a conspiracy theory. There's only a conspiracy agenda. And for all those numbnuts that says a conspiracy theory, that's because they're weak. Individuals themselves, they just would rather just go along with the system instead of questioning anything. Any person of substance would say something is wrong and I don't want to be engaging in this. This is not who I am. So a lot of different people, different agenda. Your free will, you do it. Okay, now, hey, here it is. Here's the article from Bloomberg yesterday. China has put the world's traditional financial center on notice that it wants to develop a raw material market as hub for setting prices, seeking to marry the country's commercial heft with a much greater say in determining how much commodities cost. Goes on to say, we're facing a chance of a lifetime to become global price centers for commodities. Feng Zhenghai, vice chair of the Chinese Securities Regulating Commission, said at the Shanghai Futures Exchange annual conference in the city on Wednesday. You know where the city is? It was at the City of London. Okay, on Wednesday. On the way to realizing this goal, this is the quote, on the way to realizing this goal, we'll see very intense competition. We'll have the advantage of trading size and economic growth, but our legislature is still not sound and we lack enough talent. Goes on to say, China is the world's largest users of metals and energy, but its traders and companies rely on financial centers outside the country, typically London and New York, to set benchmark prices for most of the commodities they handle and consume. They're telling you everything here. Pay attention. They handle and consume. Let me read that one more time again. China is the world's largest user of metals and energy, but its traders are companies relying on financial centers outside the country, typically London and New York, to set benchmark pricing for most of the commodities they handle, and consume. Possession is 9/10 of the law, ladies and gentlemen. So now in this new economy, when you possess something, you determine the direction of the economy. The U.S. neither consumes nor handles, and is not a large, is not the large, largest user of metals and energy. So what you've been brought up here in this country is the former. It is not the future. The future will decide on the commodities of the world outside of the influence of the United States. This is what the largest holder and consumer and controller of the resources has now announced. They just basically said that now we will set the prices for all of the commodities, since we are the largest holders, consumers, and controllers of it. Article goes on. This is read between the lines. I'm going to tell you what they're really saying here. Article goes on. Let me see how much we're good. Okay. And it says, while raw materials trade in the nations remains largely off limits to overseas investors who also face currency restrictions, China has a long pledge to open up. Fang vowed to press on with the process, while also seeing tough challenges from the rival centers as it does so. Who do you think the rival centers are? It's only one, the U.S. The city of London is already in line with them, with China, because they are going to actually sell their bonds. So the only rival would be the U.S. And it goes on, starting point, quote, we plan to use crude oil, iron ore, and natural rubber futures as the starting point in our efforts to open the domestic market to more foreign investors. Fang told the audience, China shouldn't underestimate the determination of current pricing centers to maintain their status. He's telling you it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be a brutal fight. And China will not underestimate them, because they've already set them up to fail. It's the only reason why they're making a public announcement in the city of London about this. They would not be doing it if they didn't already have control over it. Goes on to say, raw materials make markets in Asia raw material futures markets in Asia's top economy became a focus point earlier this year after being engulfed in speculative frenzy when a rapid run-up in prices and unprecedented volume in March and April. The outburst prompted a crackdown from the CSRC and exchange and tightened rules and raised fees. The intervention was successful, and for China now to expand its role as the global center, effective supervision is critical, according to Fang. What is he saying? You're not going to get away with the ubiquitous fraud that you were able to get away with before in the past. And if you know anything about China and how they deal with corruption in their country, it is not something you ever want to be charged with. You don't get a fine over there for your corruption. You may not, if you're lucky, you'll just get a life sentence, but there they will actually execute you. Man, this is critical, and the world knows this. Here it is. Staying away is the one chart that was there. Okay, here it is. We're almost done with the article, and I'm going to tell you what I think this is all about. Recently, we experienced huge volatility in trade volume in some of the commodity futures, said Fang. We supervise the exchange to take measures which have seen a noticeable effect. Data from three of the biggest commodity exchanges in China show the arrogant volume of less than half of what they were at peak of the fever. Still, China speculators will probably continue to seek to very short-term commodity exposures thanks to easy credit asset access and the poor performance of alternative investments, according to Morgan Stanley. What are they saying? What is cheap? Let me tell you what easy credit access means. Easy credit access means for the Western banking entities means fraud, because all of your credit is based off fraudulent contracts. You just give it away to someone to give them inclusion because they're going to serve your purpose, and it was fraudulent. They never should have been there in the first place. Why? Because they didn't have the credit worthiness in the beginning, i.e. how the whole EU was set up. There were countries in the pig portions of the country did not have the capability, nor should they ever been admitted into the EU. But that was happened because that was the design plan to actually cause the economic collapse that is going to spread globally of the common person's economy. Now, what was China saying here? China has already announced that, see, they were asking and they were making a petition. See, this is what they're going to do. First, they're going to ask. Then they're going to tell. Then they're going to make. They're telling the world, you should be watching us and including us. Then they're going to tell the world. Then they're going to make the world. And how are they going to do that? They were basically saying in this article, because of all of the Western fraud, no longer will they, or nor should they, set the commodity prices that they enslave, colonize, rape, pillage, and take from the rest of the world. No longer should that be allowed. And there's going to be someone else in the market that is going to bring a more sustainable, credible, and judicious way of doing business. And they're saying it's going to be China. Oh, and it's going to work so well for so long. But guess what? It's the same play as before in history. It's nothing new here. Nothing new. It's now time to go to put the U.S. down to rise up someone else and to give them that so-called beacon of freedom that the world will what? That the world will want to be a part of. There is not only a transferring of wealth that's happening, there's a transferring of geopolitical power. And China is saying because they need to set the prices of all the commodities because they're the only ones that can have a fair, equitable market to do it. And they're going to bring the proof to the world that the U.S. and the Western banking elites have been neglecting and neglectful, not only neglectful, but they have been criminal. And they've already admitted it. The bankers have already admitted in LIBOR. They've already admitted all of the fraud that they were engaging in all of the time. And they've already admitted that, yes, we have a banking cabal, which they should have all been RICO'd for. But see, that only applies for people that go against their system. Those laws don't apply. Those laws are intended to stop those that don't want to play by their rules. While they go ahead and extort, they go ahead and criminalize, they go ahead and rob, steal, and by force and fear, take other people's, other countries, and other nations' assets. And then you know what they tell them? Well, we'll give you this worthless piece of paper, but we're going to take everything that's really valuable. See, they're going to come in with a smile. But see, that suit is worse than that person with a suit on, man or woman, is more deadly to generations than someone stepping in front of you with a gun. Because that suit is a generational killer. So now, China is setting forth, and they're saying because of the ubiquitous fraud, and they're going, this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, at the peak. They're saying that they're going to prosecute the United States to the rest of the world, not only just the United States, all of the Western banking entities. ones that aren't in line with them. It's the same thing, different language. This is where we are. So this is why, one of the things that we've been talking about and I've been pushing for here on Tando is for you to get prepared. Because when they do start to convict the United States, the real target is the everyday citizen, because the U.S. will require that you now buy the bonds that no one else in the world is buying, but only selling. And you will be the buyers of them. Once the Western banking, so-called established Western banking elites, the minions, the ones that aren't in really control, they follow orders. Once they are exposed and dealt with and everything else, you would think that there's going to be a switch of the system. And I would ask you, is that really the truth? That's what's happening? Are the people gaining more resources, or are entities gaining more control over the resources? And that should make you go, a question is more important than an answer. Because a question is eternal while an answer is temporary. We need to be questioning everything. And one of the things that we need to be questioning is this: what of the sustainability that the great creator God Almighty has provided through creation for us to engage in that we've walked away from? We walked away from a contribution of love, and we've accepted the shackles of control. And not only have we accepted, we signed in blood our future and our presence in this realm at this time, which, who knows, that may be part of your great transformation. You may take that with you, that same energy with you, into the next phase of eternity. And I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I plan to be free here and everywhere I go. But it's up to you. And this isn't something that you can champion for other people to do. This is something that you have to make a decision on your own. There are some things that you have to do on your own. You were born alone. You were conceived alone. You were born alone. You ultimately live in this at these moments alone, and you're going to make the great transformation alone. Your eternity will be alone, but everyone else around you may be there, but you will still be alone. So this is your decision alone. Who are you going to be? What will you represent? What fear will you conquer that has been falsely taught to you by someone that wants to control you? This is the way that one of the first steps that we need to erase and eradicate is our mental enslavement. This is critical. And this is so necessary for all of us to individually take. And I know that, right or wrong, I've made my choice. And right or wrong, I think we all have. But sometimes, even in our lives, there are things that we need to reevaluate. And there's things that I need to reevaluate individually for myself at times. And then there's things I need to reevaluate for my relationships with everyone else, too. So, the choice has always been yours. It will never not be yours. Regardless of what is written with the pen, it is never established by the spirit. That is the true deciding factor that has eternal capabilities. One day the ink will fade. The threat in the fear of what is written on paper diminishes. The spirit of the law supersedes the letter of the law, because the letter of the law has no energy. It only speaks a language of those that do. So, this is something that we all need to look at. This is where we are. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live. And at any time you have any questions or comments, definitely jump online. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. So we just ended the first hour of the show. We're in the last hour of the show, but before we go on, I just want to explain what does this mean that we just read. The transferring of wealth that is happening. We've just read where, as we speak now, the ones that are giving announcements, ones that are having press release, ones that are giving attention are the new economic controllers of the man-created economy, of the man-made economy, which is absent of the economy that the great creator God Almighty has established, known as the ecosystem. And that's the universal ecosystem. And so now, from that standpoint, what does that mean? They like to give you a Hollywood-style story so that they can have you sitting on your seats and attending and giving all of your energy to their production. So, China now will set the commodity prices. And one of the first things that they're going to do in order to seize that is that they're going to take that away from the United States by convicting them. And the whole world is going to say, yes, we need to move away from that society, that society that has been corrupt. We've always known that they have gained their wealth by false means, and they're going to leave. And when they leave the U.S., you're going to see countries start to sanction the United States, just as the United States has sanctioned other countries for reasons of their own individual collective good, not of the people, because if that was the case, I don't think that there's any person within the means of especially anyone here that would agree that there should be any colonizing any people and stealing their resources. Oh, you would be surprised. Other people of other places believe that exact same thing. And they live by that also. But see, one of the things about propaganda is that it always have you thoroughly confused so that you will not be able to have a sizable or a meaningful way to stop it. So that's what's going to go on. And we need to look at another extension of that. And I want you to take a look at Venezuela. And Venezuela is a very, very important part of today's show. And these two shows the 2 hours go together, because what you're going to see when China does start to continue to take its economic position, in order for it to rise up, somebody's got to go down. It's a seesaw, and guess who's going down? It's going down. Guess who that would be? It would be the place in which told you the only thing that was guaranteed was death and taxes. protest all you want as long as you pay your taxes. That's what a Secretary of State, Alexander Haig, said in the 80s at a protest. Protest all you want. March from one protest from one part of the country to the other part of the country. So what? You better pay your taxes. And that was a threat. And whenever someone threatens you to take from you what you worked hard for, that is a robbery, people. Because it's being done by force and fear. Oh, you never thought about it that way. Maybe you have, but did you see what they're really doing? This is extortion by exaction. Very, very important. So now, as this grows, what you're going to see happening in Venezuela is Venezuela today, the United States tomorrow. And I want to play this video, and we're going to stop it. I'm going to stop it from time to time for key parts for you to understand and to see. Excuse me, not for you to understand, because that's up to you if you want to accept it. But I think there are key things that I want to bring out to you that I think are very, very relevant. It's just what I think. Doesn't make it right. But it is what I think. And how these things will play out, it's a marvelous, marvelous setup here. And the bad thing about it is that we're falling for it once again. It made you think that slavery was abolished. It made you think that you weren't enslaved. It doesn't matter who you are. Some people say it was this people and that people. It's much broader than that. That's trivially easy. But when you want to control for millennium, there's a proven process that you have to do. And that is always done by diversion, by cloaking, by propaganda, by deceptive ways. And in that, you're able to guarantee that you will always maintain control, because your enemy and the ones that you oppress will never know from which the tides of their attack against them is coming. So they'll never be able to develop a meaningful defense. Have you ever wondered why things haven't really changed? Because we haven't addressed the issue correctly. So let's take a look at Venezuela, because as I said, Venezuela today, the United States tomorrow. We're going to stop this at different times because this is critically important. I want you to really, really pay attention, devise your own opinion about everything, and come up with in your own discernment. And then definitely, if you would like to talk about it, just give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit *61. I will bring you up. Let's go to the video.
Is Venezuela on the brink of collapse? The country is facing one of its worst economic crises in years, and a political standoff threatens to bring down the government of Nicolas Maduro. So how has this affected Venezuelans, and what impact will it have on the region? This is Inside Story. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Fuliba Thibault. Bread, medicine, toilet paper, these are just some of the basic necessities Venezuelans are struggling to find. The falling global oil prices have hit the country hard. Public services are disappearing one after the other. American officials are warning the country is on the brink of collapse. President Nicolas Maduro has announced a state of emergency to deal with the economic crisis. He says it's necessary to combat what he calls foreign aggression, which he blames for Venezuela's problems. Government officials say the state of emergency will allow better distribution of resources, but it could also give security forces more power, and critics are also worried about Maduro's threat to seize closed factories. While speaking to a rally of his supporters on Saturday, President Maduro said the vast majority of businessmen in this country are producing and are willing to work. Nobody here is whining. That's why I say whoever wants to sabotage this country should leave this country, and whoever stops factory production to sabotage the people, we should put them in handcuffs and take them to prison. While the political crisis in Venezuela was born out of an economic one, low global oil prices have severely hit its economy, which shrunk by almost 6% last year. And inflation is estimated to be around 180%. That's led to a lot of political pressure on President Maduro. Opinion polls suggest 70% of Venezuelans think he should step down. The opposition won the majority of seats in the National Assembly last December, but since then nearly all of its decisions have been struck down by the Supreme Court. So now almost 2 million people have signed the opposition's petition to force Maduro out of office. So where is Venezuela headed? Let's bring in our guest for today's discussion. In Washington, D.C., Sonia Schott, an independent journalist and political analyst. In Caracas, Daniel Fermin, researcher for the Center of Political Studies at the Andres Bello Catholic University. And in New York, we have Vanessa Neumann, founder and CEO of trade integrity consultancy firm Asymmetrica. Thank you all. Welcome to Inside Story. Daniel, in Caracas, if I can start with you. There are those who say that Venezuela is on the brink of total collapse, economic collapse, political collapse, and social collapse. Would you agree with that assessment? Just how dire is the situation in the country today?
Well, I would agree with that. Venezuela is facing the worst economic crisis in contemporary history. You have profiled the situation very accurately. The long queues to get food and medicine, there's shortages, long lines. It's a very dire situation in Venezuela. We are on the verge of collapse. If we can't already say that, we are in collapse. Venezuelan economy is going through a very, very rough crisis, and the people have had enough. Our recent studies show that 86% of the population say the situation is either bad or very bad. And when we ask the people, yes, the situation is bad now, but how do you see the situation in the next 12 months? The Venezuelans answer, over 62% of Venezuelans answer, that it will get worse. And over 60% of Venezuelans blame the government directly for the crisis.
Right.
So it is a very accurate assessment.
Just how has the crisis affected the day-to-day life of Venezuelans? You mentioned the long queues. Is this just in certain parts of the country, or is it throughout the entire country where we see these long queues of people lining up for basic necessities like toilet paper?
It is throughout the entire country. The entire country is going through this very complicated situation. Venezuelans in Caracas, in the capital city, we have a very tough time accessing basic necessities, but the people in the interior of the country, in the states, in the province, have it even worse. And we're not just talking about medicine, we're not just talking about basic things such as toilet paper, we're talking about food, and that's where the situation escalates. Because when people feel they can't buy bread, when people feel they can't buy cooking oil, when people feel they can't buy the most basic things to cook with, then the conflict starts to get another tone. And Venezuelans, we have to place our fingers on fingerprint scanners. Sure. In order to buy medicine and food. They tell us that there's controls over your ID number. You can only buy on certain days. You can only buy certain quantities of food. So this all boils down to a model, a political and economic control model that has...
Okay, I wanted to stop it there. And I stopped it there because... said something that is so true, and see, they tell you everything if you just learn to listen. A political and economic control model is the key there. And let me show you how that's working. There was a couple of things that was depicted here. First of all, that I want to say that what we're doing here is that we're listening to a theatrical crash theater or a scary movie production that is all being falsely created to control people. You know, when you look at the overall news agencies throughout the world, they're reporting these types of things because why? It's the exact same energy and the exact same response that they want to get out of moviegoers and people that watch TV, to where they captivate you with what's going on so that you don't think, you start to just be led in a catatonic state. This is very critical, and let me show you why. Started off with the U.S. said, then the U.S. said that that Venezuela is going to collapse. Then Venezuela said that they're going to collapse because of the outside influences of the U.S., basically, outside governmental influence. I never say the celebrity figurehead's names. Doesn't matter if this is the celebrity figurehead CEO of the corporation of the United States or of Venezuela. Those people, that's not really relevant. See, when we stop giving energy to something, then it starts to die. What we really need to give energy to is that this is all being controlled and manipulated by ways that have worked. And this is why we're starting to see it. Another key thing is that 62% of the people blame the government for what was going on. Did you hear that? 62% blame the government. Why are the people blaming the government? If you ever known what it means to govern, it means to rule. Why would you ever give your allegiance, and why would you ever give your prosperity, and why would you give your faith and confidence to someone that's going to rule you, knowing that that is going to cause them to be inebriated in the wine of splendor, and they're going to look at you as a subject? One of the things that we all need to do globally is we got to realize something. If we keep playing by their rules, then they will rule. One of the things, if you look at this whole thing, is that it's a resources are being used as a weapon. You can't get food, toilet paper, so on and so forth. Why can't you get it? Because the government is not providing that for you. Why isn't that government not providing for you? Because you're not tithing enough, you're not praying enough, you're not worshiping enough, you're not having burnt sacrifice enough, you're not having ritual practice enough, you're not marching enough, you're not doing all of those other things that they say that you should be doing in order to get what you want. You're not following the layout that they've established for you to live. And when you don't do that, or when you do that, you give them complete control over your existence. When someone is able to provide for themselves, they never show up at a job for someone else that's providing for other people that aren't able to provide for themselves. People that provide for themselves don't get up and go to someone else's enslavement camp. And I'm talking about this on a broad scope here. Really, really think with an open mind here. If you were able to sustain yourself, truthfully think about this. If you were able to sustain yourself and your family, then what job would you show up to and have a quality of life and everything else that you provided for, have self-determination, you're sovereign, what job would you show up to? What fingerprint device which you have and biometric device that you would have to engage in order to get a meal? They're treating you like trained, domesticated citizens. And this is something that we need to start to look at in order for us to go in a different direction and stop using the same consciousness that's created the problem. We have to think anew. We keep blaming them and them and this, but guess where the blame really is? It's with us all. Because we've given into the enslavement program instead of dismantling it by not showing up. And yes, it's a difficult thing to do. Yes, yes, but let me tell you something. If you don't do it, then you're going to continue, and we're going to continue to see what we think and what we see and what we feel as being wrong and oppressive. That pressure will never come off. they don't have the moral convictions to release it, nor do we have the moral convictions and strength to walk away from it. They no longer have to control us and enslave us and keep us captivated with a closed door. They can open the door, you can walk outside, and you walk right back into your cage and claim it as your home. This is the problem. Here we go. Let's listen to more. This is a political and economic war against humanity. And all of these governments are in a big fraternity against you. Here it is.
That has decimated the economic apparatus, that has decimated national production, expropriating businesses, expropriating the producers of food and basic means. And now that oil prices are down and the government did not have the provision to save for rainy days, now Venezuelans are left with nothing in a country that only produces oil, that imports everything. Our creditors, we have no money to pay them. The country is severely in debt,
sure.
And the government just lost control of the situation.
So a very dire situation.
Crises,
a very
Okay, I want to stop here. A very biased situation. He said because the people only depended upon the oil and they were not prepared and the government was not prepared for the collapse of the oil market. They're telling you everything. Listen, they tell you that they pull the strings on what you rely on at any time and you are never prepared for it. And what does it do? It makes you even more subject to them because you'll start to not be able to engage in commerce. You won't be able to feed yourself. You won't be able to get medical attention. You won't be able, and you'll be crying for them and begging them to reestablish what? The societal rules and to establish some form of civilization. Then this is what we call free. When the great creator God Almighty has given you everything that you needed in a perfect system, but it refuses to make it work perfectly for you. Because we've walked away from that. See, they can turn it on and turn it off at any time. One of the key things that he said was that the Venezuelans were not prepared. The Venezuela government wasn't prepared. You're right. They were in on it. But okay, well, I'll let you say that. But I know what really is going on here. And the people weren't prepared. Let me ask you, America, are you prepared for when they turn off the lights economically? Are you prepared for when they stop the overall just-in-time delivery system? Are you prepared for when they stop the overall drug and pharmaceutical movement of things? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? No, 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 no. You better. Because they are going to use what all of them always use. They are going to increase their control by increasing the pain. One of their minions said, let no crisis go to waste. Let no good crisis go to waste. And we had foolishly and ignorantly allowed this person to become in a position of advantage to take charge over our places where we live, our schools, and everything else. It's called Chicago. Do your research on what Rahm Emanuel said while in the White House. And now we pay for it. We think that they've written slavery off, but they haven't. They've increased its overall influence on your life. Let's go back to the video.
Crises.
A very dire situation. Let's hear from our other guests now. Let's hear from Vanessa in New York. Vanessa, this is a country that used to be the most developed nation in Latin America, with the highest consumption rates in the region, the largest oil reserves in the world. How do we get to this point today? How did we get to this economic crisis? How come Venezuela is worse off than any other country in the region? What are the factors that contributed to this crisis?
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. When I was a child, you had the Concorde would fly to Venezuela, and they would have TV programs where you had sort of segments that would actually make fun of Americans as being less privileged than Venezuelans. So the contrast from that to this today is shocking. It's basically, the factors are, as he, Daniel Fermin pointed out, economic control, misappropriation, led by political ideology. A lot of the money was squandered when the oil prices were high, not just in what they call the misiones, which were poverty reduction programs, but they were poverty reduction programs that were very much tied to political loyalty. They were not set up to be sustainable. They were handouts, and you would sign up and you'd vote. But more importantly than that, a lot of money was squandered in setting up in regional control, mm-hmm. Giving money to Bolivia, Argentina, the Kirchner campaign, and a very famous scandal that was called Suitcase Gate, which was also a peddling of influence for Iran toward Argentina on behalf of Argentina. There was lots of money given away to build roads in other countries. And there's also a tremendous amount of corruption. I mean, sure. The kleptocracy is mind-blowing. There's at least $80 billion missing that is being sought in Swiss bank accounts that belongs to the regime. And the people know this. Okay. And the regime has gotten involved in basically criminalizing and becoming a drug trafficking organization rather than ruling the country and diversifying the economy and developing it the way it should have done.
Okay. Vanessa, thank you for that. Sonia, let's hear your thoughts on.
Okay, well, we got to stop there. And now you see why we titled this Venezuela Today, United States Tomorrow. And all that she ran down, the most developed country, we can go on and on, the most influential country, the most affluent country. They just went on and on and on with everything that she said. Did you hear her describing the United States? You should have, because that is going to be the report when it arrives here. Squandering of the good times. How many, when this economic collapse hits here, how many of us, even though we have in our community, have been disproportionately disenfranchised and completely disenfranchised to some of the economic developments? But let me tell you something. From a standpoint of this country, they're going to say it was all squandered. They did too many social events. They handed out things. They did spent too much cash and other. I mean, they spent too much resources and money. And they're gonna say money, cash, and because I never say money is cash. They spent cash in other countries. They were building this and building that, and then it was so much suitcase corruption. We're paying off for pork bills and all this other things, and they're gonna go on and on and on with the laundry list. And guess what? It still won't matter. You will still be broke because they are going to cut off the water. And it's going to be another case of being on an island, water, water everywhere, but nothing to drink. And you're going to look at the so-called opulence of the United States and all it has, and it's been squandered away. Why is that? Because they knew that they sold you, they got you to believe the magic trick. It wasn't there to trick you, but to make you believe. They made you believe that it couldn't happen, that you were really wealthy, that you were really in the greatest country in the world, that there was something different about you. No, that was the whole setup to get you to where you are today. What makes you different than anyone else is this. When you decide to use your free will to invoke your freedom. And this is going to be the setup that is going to bring the economic collapse times 1,000 here, because the overall capacity of debt is far worse here. The overall attachment and the overall necessity of debt is much greater here. And let me tell you something about the Great Depression. They struggled through that and they lost many. And Those were hardy people who knew how to grow food, who knew how to live off the land, who knew how to actually build and create things. They knew how to do everything that they needed to do, and they still lost many of people, and almost all of the wildlife was totally almost eradicated here. And millions of people were gone. What do you think that people walking around looking down inside of a phone everywhere, they're going, what are they going to do? Sorry, you're not going to be able to Google how to grow a carrot. You're not going to be able to Google where to find water. You're not going to be able to Google how to get near water. You're not going to be able to Google a darn thing. This is where we are. Like it or not, this is the setup, because we have neglected a great obligation, and we've neglected ourselves first and foremost. We've allowed our free will to be a strangle around our neck instead of us invoking our freedom. Your free will starts, your freedom starts within your will. And this is where you're going to see this very same thing is going to perpetuate itself and magnify itself on its grand scale. Why? Because it serves a purpose of control. They don't want to control you anymore. They want to use you as an example to control the rest of the world, where the new wealth will be moving to. And let me tell you what they're going to say, what the rest of the world is going to say to every American here. Let them eat cake. This is what they're going to say. Got a caller in queue. Let's go to him real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
This is Brother Jam calling from Lubbock, Texas. How's it going,
brother? What's up, Brother Jam? Good, good. Hold on 1 second. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break, Brother Jam. I'm going to bring you right back out of the commercial break, okay? I didn't want you to be waiting there on hold, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we will run the rest of this, and we'll talk to Brother Jam, and I will not have commentary. We'll probably pick it up tomorrow because we're running out of time. I see I should have just ran this the whole show, but that's okay. We are going to go where the Spirit leads us, and it leads us to each other. Much love, much respect. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we're talking about Venezuela and seeing how Venezuela today is the U.S. tomorrow, and these two people, in just their brief description of what is happening in Venezuela, they describe you before the crisis, but they are describing, and you are going to see how the Venezuelans are dealing with this, and that is going to be what they are going to create here. Ready or not, here they come. But we got a caller that's in queue, Brother Jambone. Jambone, go ahead, bro. What you got for us?
Okay, I have three questions. I probably my voice so hoarse. I've been training for people driving commercial trucks this week. But my first question will be, you know, about the minimum wage hike. And I know a lot of people have been already talking about it, about the subject and everything. But you know, I have a crazy theory, and I want to know what your theory is about it. I don't think it's just a smokescreen. I'm thinking that the reason why they want to possibly raise the minimum wage is because they know what's coming. And a lot of people ain't going to be able to afford, you know, what's available. So, you know, if they raise the minimum wage of even just a normal everyday job from even raking leaves, maybe the person that can afford something, but it's just my theory. What is your concept about it all?
Great question. For me, what I see with the minimum wage is nothing more than an instigator.
Okay.
It's nothing more than an instigator because it doesn't matter if they raise the minimum wage $100 more, or they raise the minimum wage to whatever. The wage of the wage of a king is gold. The wage of a lady or a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. It doesn't matter how much debt instruments they give you; it's still a slave's wage. See, and that's how they're controlling the people's emotions to divide and to get them from looking at what's really happening. They can give you $100 raise an hour, and guess what? You're going to see that. But if your overall currency has no purchasing power, then it doesn't matter what you just got. You still broke. What are you going to do if you get a raise at $100 an hour, but a pack of gum costs $50?
That's right.
Where are you gaining? See, that's what they want you to think. They're actually maintaining your addiction to currency. They're maintaining your addiction to cash. They're maintaining your addiction to a slave's wage. And as is paper, debt, it has no intrinsic value. They make you work and give up something valuable, your energy, for something that's worthless. One day we got to wake up to this and realize if we don't control resources, then we're somebody's slave. Plain and simple. So minimum wage, come on. We need to learn stuff about economy. We need to really know what the essence of economy and not the falsehood of the schooling system that we repeat from their economy. So that's what I think about minimum wage, Jambone.
Okay. Well, my second question is, I know you've seen like certain stores like Best Buy, Hastings, and, you know, among others. You know, some people probably think of it, well, they just had to just go ahead, change up because that's the better way to do business since they're not making money from CDs and videos anymore. But I'm seeing that they had to go ahead and liquidate some of the older stuff anyway, because you know, a lot of these businesses are in debt. I went into Hastings the other day, and I was looking for some books and so forth. Man, you wouldn't believe how much has changed and shrinked in like certain entertainment. The only greatest thing I could say about what happened in Hastings over here in Lubbock, Texas, was that they kind of spread out. Increased a little bit more books in a brought back some vinyl, but everything else from what they had before is like totally different and less value. You know, toy artifacts. You know, I don't know what adult would want to go in there unless they're gonna buy toys besides the books and vinyl.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing that same thing. And one of the things, and that is because they can't afford to keep up with what's really going on, because once again, if your currency isn't able to have purchasing power, you are drowning on inflation. And this is why, you know, Jambone, I know that from when you were a child to now, things now aren't made as well as they used to be, right? Would you agree?
That's right. I told you.
Well, that's all. Yeah, that's only because your dollar can no longer buy the strongest, best products or components. They have to put cheaper components in there because the purchasing power of your dollar is less. You can't make a car out of steel anymore. You got to make it out of plastic because it's cheaper, because that's the only thing that your dollar can purchase. And we don't even realize that how that plays economically and how inflation is really a way that they steal and enslave you even further. One of the greatest things that they did was they revolutionized this, the acreage of the plantation field, and they put it down to a 4 by 6 inch piece of paper known as a dollar. And they put everybody on that plantation. And this is why you're seeing the stores reacting the way that they have. They can't stay in business. And the purpose is to drive them out of business. Ladies and gentlemen, you are seeing the initial stages and the advanced initial stages of an empire in collapse.
It's really insane. And you see a lot of, like you're saying, a lot of less quality built products. You see a whole bunch of cheaply built products than you did before. I walked by like a huge stack of DVD players, and it wasn't nothing like the, you know, the originals like Sony. Can't think of any of them right now off the top of my head, because I was about to tell you about my other question. But you know, I'm just saying, like, the quality of certain things. Even Sony is making cheaply made quality products now.
Yeah,
it's all top of the line. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a part of the plan. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, well, my last question, and it goes along with about the binos when I asked, I think it was like last week or so. Then my little research venture, what I shared with a few on a private group, I went thorough. I went all the way deep to almost like the beginning. I'm still digging stuff, and I found this, a lot of this stuff that happened all over the world. It's not just happening in Africa, where they were, like people getting hunted down and killed for the meat. This goes along with what you were saying a while ago, talking about people didn't survive during the Great Depression, and some of them didn't even survive after the Great Depression during the barter stage when they were doing a lot of trades. But because I've been checking out a lot of stuff, and people have a curiosity, cannibalism. So I'd like to hear your thought of, when this thing go down, there's a lot of carnivore meat eaters. They just, I gotta have meat. What is your thought? How people you think might turn to cannibalism when that takes place?
Oh man, Jambo. Oh man, history tells us that it has been done before, and actually, in my opinion, they've already established the taste for that among many of people by way of pork. And if you ever look at a pig, it has very unique characteristics as a everyday person. It's why you hear them talk about a pig-faced person. Have you ever seen the eyes of a pig? There's almost no you can't even distinguish between the eyes in a pig and a human being. Why is it that when a burn victim has so much, if a large percentage of their body is burned, and what do they use for skin graft if they can't use the person's skin itself? They'll use pig skin.
Wow.
What do they use for different parts of your major organs if they are in default, or they are diseased, or they are compromised or damaged or are destroyed? They will use pig organs. They use pig's heart because the body won't reject it. If you know this story of the pigs, and any doctor that has studied true medicine, they will tell you where the pig comes from and what that was all about. And they're doing this right now as we speak with genetically modified living organisms. They call it cloning. Well, the pig was also was about the cloning of this the DNA mixing of human with a wild boar. And this is where you get the pig. That's why a pig can go into a wild boar very quickly. And as a domesticated pig, watch how a domesticated pig acts. It's already set. And I do think that is something that is very viable and very real because it's been done throughout history. And who gains from that? Who gains from presenting that type of situation and bringing that type of collapse to the general population? You depopulate, and then guess what? Everybody, as it comes out of that, will be fully behind. We need to have new governmental controls over everything. They must. Who is the people going to run to for assistance? The very same ones that created the problem. And you think you're going to get any relief? I doubt it. So yes, I think that's very capable. I mean, that's very possible, and people are capable of doing that. It's been done before, and it will be no different in the future.
You know,
you will see it in Venezuela.
I was like tripping, man. Like some of the islands where it's really isolated, like Fiji and so forth, where you know a lot of our people got to remember a lot of Samoans and so forth. And those are our people. And they would have these big wars, and they would defeat their foe, and then they would like take them to this like sacred place, and they would like set it up like a barbecue, man, and then consume their flesh. They had like all kinds of like crazy instruments, look like they're like circular forks. Then they have them like in Fiji's museum and so forth. But I was checking out some other like areas around the world where this cannibalism is going on. They also had like eatery. I guess you can say.
We know they're capable of it, and I just hope that it doesn't come to that. But you can't be naive to think that that's not possible. I'll tell you this. Oh, how do I put it? The last person that was eaten, they probably thought the same thing. Oh well, this won't be possible, and they got a surprise, didn't they? They didn't realize when they got invited for dinner that they was on the menu. And but this is throughout history. Is this is something that has happened and is very possible in different times. Hope that we do not allow that to happen and come about. And there are things that you have to do to ensure that that doesn't happen. I'm with you. But hey, Jambone, I got to get back to playing this video in the last 15 minutes that we have in the show. But is there any other question or point that you wanted to make? We got like 1 minute before we really need to get back to this.
Oh, no, that's it, Brother Wren, and I'll talk to you soon, sir.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Great call, as always. That's all. Let's hope it don't come to that. But because if that does, we already know that man can go from civilized to feral very quickly. So just want you all to know that. Okay, so let's jump back into the actual video.
Sonia, let's hear your thoughts on the current crisis in Venezuela. There are those who say that the real culprit here of this crisis is Chavismo, the ruling philosophy named for Chavez and carried forward by Nicolas Maduro. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think Chavismo is to blame for the current situation that Venezuela finds itself in?
Well, actually, we have to think about that the Chavismo is 15 years in power right now in Venezuela. But the question right now to point out is that we all know that President Maduro is not going to finish his term. There is no way under the circumstances that that President Maduro is going to finish. Now the political game is who is going to replace President Maduro in power. And then we are seeing the two forces, the Chavismo and the opposition leaders, trying to fight and to put their candidates, the opposition leaders or the Chavismo leaders. Mm. I think on the Chavismo side, there is one probably candidate, which will be the vice president right now, Aristóbulos Túriz. And this is right now what we see the game right now in Caracas.
Okay.
The government is trying to delay the recall referendum process in order to meet the half term of Maduro, mm-hmm. and then to replace Maduro with Aristóbulos Túriz. And that's the opposition is having is in a hurry.
Yeah,
but
the opposition, the opposition,
to recall the referendum.
The opposition, Sonia, has mm-hmm. not been successful until now in trying to oust Maduro using legal means. I mean, you say he's not going to finish his term, and I want to ask Daniel in Caracas if he shares that view. Is Maduro really going to go quietly? He seems quite defiant.
He's not going to go quietly. As a matter of fact, what we've seen since the December 6th elections, where the opposition won the National Assembly in a landslide victory, is the whole state, not only the executive power, not only the president, but also the Supreme Tribunal, also the armed forces, closing ranks with the president in setting up obstacles to that political change that Venezuelans expressed as their will on December 6th. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to go quietly. What we've seen now is the opposition trying to call for a referendum to recall mm-hmm. Mr. Maduro's term, mm-hmm. and the obstacles, institutional obstacles, by the National Electoral Council, which is composed of five rectors, the authorities. And four of those rectors are openly Chavista. And they are doing a smaller effort to conceal that. And what we see now is a lot of institutional obstacles, as
right.
I just said. And Maduro's strategy is trying to get to 2017, because if the referendum, or if a possible referendum, is called after January of 2017, then there wouldn't be a new election to elect a president, but mm-hmm. the vice president, who is now Mr. Aristóbulos Túriz, as Sonia just said, but it could be anyone the president appoints from now until then would assume office. So Chavismo is betting on a solution where they might lose power or mm-hmm. Maduro might be recalled, but they, as a party, still conserve
okay.
the power. And that's the main card they're playing right now.
Vanessa in New York, what do you make of the opposition's strategy right now? I mean, they have the strategy that they've been trying since they won the National Assembly in December. Is it going to work? And also, the opposition has been calling for foreign political...
Do you see the manipulation in the game that's being played here? They're setting the stage for the reason why the collapse happened, and now what the people should be doing to actually engage in a fix of the crisis. And guess what? It's still the government that started it and the government that has to fix it. And what I see is this: there will be no difference or change of anything. The people will still suffer, but it will be the people will suffer once the government decides it's time for them to suffer. Because why? They are starting to realize something, that they are in a fraudulent system themselves. There's not going to be any reprisal if you continue to do the exact same thing. When are we going to realize that this is the most insane practice that we've engaged in, and expect a different result by a different regime coming in? And it's the same nomenclature of destruction. So, got a couple more minutes. Let's hear this out.
Calling for foreign political intervention from Mercosur, from the OAS as well.
Right.
Is that going to happen? And do
right.
you see Maduro leaving quietly?
First of all, no, I don't see Maduro leaving quietly. And in addition to what Daniel was talking about, we now have a two-day work week. The government offices only work Monday and Tuesday. That is because of the tremendous electricity shortages. There are rolling blackouts throughout the country. That's what they're blaming it on. But, of course, it's pretty handy to also delay the processing of the recall referendum. They got 10 times the votes that they needed. And now the government is saying that they need to go through each and every one of those 1.85 million signatures to verify them and see whether they're accurate. With the two-day work week, that's going to take a very long time and try and delay it. Mm. The thing with the opposition has a number of strategies which won't really work immediately. However, one question is that Maduro, they're saying, is not actually even a Venezuelan, that he was born in Colombia. Mm-hmm. So they're having a bit of their own birther issue, that they want to see his birth certificate.
Right.
President Santos doesn't want to get involved because he's too busy negotiating with the FARC. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to wade into that. The recall referendum, we're hoping will happen this year. But at the way things are going, there might just be a revolt. People are looting. There was looting even over the weekend, right after the state of emergency was declared. Mm-hmm. I've seen video footage, and the people are just taking into shopping malls, and if the military fires on the people, you'll see something akin to the Arab Spring. So this whole
Okay, so there you have it. This is where this whole scenario is being played out, and guess what? They know that it will work because it's been used countless times before, and they're going to use it again, and you're going to see the Arab Spring turn into the South American summer, and then you're going to see the American fall at the appropriate time. This is the plan. This is the direction that everything is going. This is why it's so important for you to prepare. Because it's very easy to think before you have a toothache that if you have a toothache, I will just go to the dentist. But once you get that toothache, you don't even remember anything about the past other than get me to a dentist right now. That is the pain in which I'm hoping that we can minimize, because we won't be able to totally eradicate it because we are not ready for that now collectively. But at some point, the relentless human spirit may indeed say enough is enough and we know what's really going on. Because I just don't want that toothache to come upon the people and there is no dentist on call. Just imagine. I don't know if you've ever had a toothache, but that is the pain that is so excruciating. Before, the day before, everything was cool. But now all you know is the pain of where you are. I just want you to do some preventive maintenance before that happens and to prepare yourself accordingly. Okay, everyone, we got halfway through on today's show. We'll pick this back up. God willing, tomorrow is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Before you ask for a fortune, give one away. Before you demand any kind of love, love is not something that you can control. Love is what you can display and give away. Make sure you are a giver. Talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.